retail prices. Exclusions apply.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Act now, the pies are running out. That's one of my favorite songs ever. I don't know who sings it. I don't know the name of it.
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth? I don't know what it means. I hate that song. Don't ever play it again. That's how I have to have you to play it more, is I have to tell you the antagonist.
There you go.
I love that, man. All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Paul Strelo will not be joining us this morning. Because Paul Strelo has a house full of kids that are sick with the flu and maybe wife too. I hate that for the poor fella. Hope he's okay.
He's playing hooky.
No. He's taking a big, what do you call them, fivers? When you have, yeah, he's got fivers, all right. He's got five kids that he's up there all worried about having the flu.
He's taking a fiver.
No.
He's probably sitting there having a nice cup of Joe.
No, he's not doing that at all.
Watching his morning shows.
No.
Maybe having some pancakes. I don't know.
Not at all. Not even close. Let me do this. Starting the segment out. Tell you about our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. Palmetto Dunes. PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with our good friends at Palmetto Dunes. You know, at Palmetto Dunes right now, for those that can't normally say, well, there's no way I could ever afford a vacation at Palmetto Dunes. First of all, yeah, you can. I don't know. I mean, maybe some of you can. But how about the fact that 40% off tee times makes it so much more affordable? If you couldn't do the 100% of the tee times, you did the 40% of 60% with 40% off. Now through the end of this month, you still have 20 more days in the month of January. Get down and get 40% off tee times right now. What a great deal. Super 18 is a promo code at Palmetto Dunes. The Jones Course, I play the Jones Course a bunch, and man, I love it. The Hills Course is totally different. The Jones Course is like the old resorts all through the lagoons out of there on the beach. The Hills Course is the newest one. It's the it plays in between these lagoons and plays in between these trees back in old Leamington section back there. Beautiful, beautiful golf course. My favorite's the Fazio because it's old tree line, long, hard, mean, small greens, just great stuff there. So great friends at Palmetto Dunes. 40% off, Super 18 is your promo code. Check them out. The award-winning resort, beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, PalmettoDunes.com. Hawaii is part two, 2.0, the Sony Open. Zach, I pull up every day and look at the PGA Tour every day, and every day it gets longer and longer and longer. 11 South Carolina golfers are playing on the PGA Tour this week. Bill Haas, now this is local time. Is it 5 hours behind us? Into five? Noon today, Bill Haas. 12:10, Richie Wierenski. 12:20, Jonathan Bird back. Great job to see him there. 12:40, Wesley Bryan. 12:40 off number 10, Cal Stanley. 1:20, Ben Martin. 4:40, Scott Brown. 5:40, Kevin Kisner. 5:40 off number 10, William McGirt. 6:10, our time, Sam Saunders. 6:20, our time, Kyle Thompson. Good to see him back out there. 11 players, man. I love that. Out in Honolulu at the Sony Hawaii Open, part of our Palmetto Golf Report. We give you all that coming up this weekend. The Golf Channel covers coming up later today. Great stuff there. The Sony Hawaii Open with South Carolina players. Anytime you turn on TV, you'll see South Carolina players on the tour now. That's great stuff. Great 2018 at Palmetto Dunes. 40% off, PalmettoDunes.com. Super 18 on your promo code. Check out that great savings. And then put them on your favorites, PalmettoDunes.com. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. With no Paul Strelo, you want to go over Clemson, South Carolina recruiting right now? You want me to try? Yeah, ask me the questions.
We needed Paul Strela to break this one up today.
Can you?
The moment we needed him the most, he takes a fiver.
Why? I don't shy away from that other stuff. I don't shy away from race. And I talk to all racism, not all race. I can't say that because I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of other friends about it, but on all races. But I don't like talking about it, but I like having open dialogue, open conversation about it.
I know.
Did the guy or girl, I'm not sure, come back and say that that's not what they intended to do?
I don't know.
Did say that they really didn't say it to begin with?
I have no idea. I can't find it anymore.
See, when you text, we got proof of it. Typical white guy, your mom and dad didn't have to worry. What? You don't know that. How do you assume that? Because I didn't play the victim card? Do you assume that? Let me play the victim card and poor pitiful me. Oh, I got it so bad.
Come on, man.
We had it so terrible. Everything's against me. There's no chance in life. Oh, so bad. Come on, man. Let's play the I'll be Paul Strela, you be Mickey Plotter. I love that.
Okay, let's do it. Pleased to be joined by the wonderful Mickey Plotter this morning. Mickey, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good. Are you, so you're going to be my personality, my cadence and all that kind of
stuff? No, I can't
really?
Even hope to even come close to that. It's just not possible.
I wish I could play Kip Tomlinson doing Walt Deptula. Because his cadence, anyway, his pronunciation.
You played it a little bit, and I thought it was him.
I wish I could play it on the air.
You can't play it on the air.
No.
Basketball recruiting, we're going to start with that, if you don't mind.
Yes, sure.
The hot question. Zion Williamson, any updates? Where is it going? We're sitting 9 days out. Clemson Nation, nervous. Kansas is nervous. Kentucky, North Carolina, all of them nervous. Where is it going?
You're a good interviewer, by the way.
Mm.
You know the best interviewers?
What's that?
Short questions. Lead long answers.
Sure.
But that's very good.
Great.
The only thing I know is that people still don't know, but I think that the basketball world and what I read, and I don't have recruiting contacts in basketball. I don't have a lot of those. I only know about three or four former coaches that you talk to, and they don't really know. So I don't have a lot of that. But in just judging what I've read on the internet and what they are, what these crystal balls and what these Kentucky sites and Duke sites and North Carolina sites and all stuff like that, the trend at least is these people are now saying Clemson is that growing trend. So that's what we have as far as that goes. January the 20th, a week from Saturday, we'll announce. And I don't know how he's going to do it. It's going to be some sort of social media thing, but is ESPN not going to get involved in it or not going to have some sort of
ESPN?
Do
you know what time that's happening?
Nothing, no details of it yet
that
I know of. And I've read, I try to go to all the sites that would know, but no, I don't know any of that yet. But it appears to be pretty good, I think, for Clemson fans at this time.
We had touched on a little bit earlier, but do you want to maybe circle back around? What's the rest of that recruiting class going to look like for Brad Brunell and the Tigers next year?
Newman is, John Newman from Greensboro is the point guard, 6'4 point guard. Tyson Hunter is a wing that's not a top 150 player. Newman's a top 150 player. And then Trey Jamison is out of Alabama, 6'11", great body, man. I was told earlier this week that they feel like they've got one of the biggest steals in the country, and like the staff is ecstatic about the future of this guy. He comes in, he's not going to be one of these things. I told you this years ago, Danny Pierman talking about offensive linemen. He said, I either have sumo wrestlers or swimmers. He said, I've either got to take weight off of them or I've got to add weight to them. And don't you know that most of the time that you really like that one, I could tell. Most of the time that these post players in basketball look like stick figures.
Yeah.
That you've got to add weight to them. Jemison, you don't have this issue with. He looks like physically come in and let's play basketball. So he's got a great frame on him to even add more weight and get even bigger and stronger. You know, I think that's one of the things people probably miss in basketball more than anything else is the physical nature of the game and that jump from high school to college of, A, the season's longer and more grinding, and then, B, going strong to the hole of the ball, boxing out stronger, physical defense, fighting through picks, fighting through screens, it's a physical game. Probably too physical, but you don't, you know, you see guys who have to add a lot of bulk and strength. They're just not ready for that part of it.
Yeah.
But Jemison, that won't be his issue when he arrives. And, oh, by the way, I don't think that will be Zion's issue either.
Does South Carolina taking Bowen on, another five-star kid for next season, help Clemson in that conversation? South Carolina is a team that's been hanging around. They haven't gone away, but they haven't been at the forefront of the Zion Williamson sweepstakes so far. Does that help Clemson's chances of landing a kid like Zion Williamson?
I don't think that Zion was going to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I've never got the feeling that he's going there. If anything, doesn't it kind of help South Carolina to say, hey, man, we got another five-star, come down here and kind of play with your five-star?
Sure.
So I don't think it has a big effect though. Maybe we'll ask Paul next week. I just don't sure it'd have a big effect. By the way, will Paul next week? It's a week from Saturday. He makes an announcement. Isn't that right? Yeah. So next week on Paul, we'll get a full Zion, full Zion rundown,
full update.
But no, I don't think it has a big effect. If anything, if South Carolina's saying, well, we don't need Zion now, we got Brian Bowen.
Well, there you go. Let's talk about some football. Can you do football?
I mean, since you want me to, yeah.
You got a little football?
I got a little bit of football in me, yeah.
Would you mind running down who enrolled early this week, who started classes yesterday, and where they're going to be going so far this spring?
Absolutely. You mean for Clemson?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, man. We'd love to do that. Clemson had 9 early enrollees that went to their very first day of class. I take it they have Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes. But 9 of those. Number one quarterback in the country, number one player in the country, Trevor Lawrence, is enrolled and went to class. The four-star, top 50 player, potential five-star when the new rankings come out with Rivals.com. Darion Kendrick, wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
is an early enrollee. I tell you, that's going to be fun. There'll be a lot of talk about the quarterbacks in the spring. I think with Higgins and Overton and Renfro and Powell and Rodgers and Kendrick and even Thompson and Chase, I think that's going to be fun watching those guys compete. And I think you'll see him come in and get some immediate playing time. I was talking to a full-time Clemson support staff guy on Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. And he said, look, man, I think Brendan Galloway has a chance to come in this spring and make something. He said, walking around the hallways, like he looks like what Jordan Leggett looked like when he came in. And he's something really don't have. I mean, let's face it, Mylon Richards isn't a stretch to field tight end.
Sure.
Garrett Williams comes back. Blocking will be good, better. He's not going to stretch the field. Cannon Smith won't stretch the field. I don't think J.C. Chalk stretches the field. Shadell Bell, maybe a little bit. We'll see if his role grows a little bit. But Galloway is, put it this way, of the 5 tight ends that are already on campus, Galloway gives you a completely different skill set. Can he handle it yet? Is he physical enough yet? Is he mature enough yet? Is he polished enough yet? I don't know. We'll find that out. But the spring, that's one to keep an eye on. And we don't talk a lot about Brendan Galloway.
Mm-hmm.
But that basketball frame, yeah. That's something to watch, I think, at tight end. Can you get that? Eventually, I think he's going to be another Jordan Leggett. Is he going to be that first year? I don't know. But as I told the guy on Tuesday, it's not like he's having to come in and beat out Kellen Winslow or Dave Casper. So there's a chance. Jackson Carman is enrolled early. He's in the class.
Yep.
I was told by that same guy. I said, man, when he walks the hallways, like, you have to move to the side because he takes up most of the hallway.
He's a big boy.
You know, like on a small 2-lane road,
mm-hmm.
and a big old tractor trailer's coming through. So like you go over and like you go over the white part of your line over there. You go into the shoulder.
The old rumble strips.
Yeah. Because that tractor trailer's bigger and it's a small road.
Yeah.
That's what the hallway's like now when Jackson Carman coming down. But to me, the storyline with Carman will be twofold. One, will it be a tackle or a guard?
Mm-hmm.
And two, what will Joey Batson do to this piece of clay and getting some of that, shaving that old clay off and resculpturing that clay a little bit?
That was a very polite way to put that.
He's got some bad weight.
He does have a bad weight.
Right.
We're sitting, it's January 11th, sitting just under a month until the early February. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Xavier Thomas, add water.
Exactly.
Yeah, instant grits. He's ready.
Instant grits.
Yeah. KJ Henry.
What are you putting in your grits?
Butter, pepper.
Okay.
That's it. Some cheese, maybe.
No, I can't do cheese.
Really?
Not a cheese guy.
How about this? How about breaking up some like hard, crunchy bacon?
Yeah. You can do that. You can absolutely.
I tell you what else I do. either Link or Patty. You got to add a little sausage.
Oh boy.
And then you got to get that buttered toast and kind of like scoop up that last little bit every once in a while.
Just scoop it.
KJ Henry is not like add water and he's ready. I think he'd be a situational guy. It depends on how much, if Farrell and Bryant come back, I don't know. At the same time, he's talented enough of an edge and twitchy. I love that phrase. He's twitchy.
Twitchy.
Then he'll play. Interesting on both the last two, Darnell Jeffries and Josh Belk. Christian Wilkins' decision will have some input on those guys. You still have Dexter Lawrence, Albert Huggins, Niles Pinckney, Jordan Williams. Still have Jabril Robinson. Still have Sterling Johnson. There's six guys ahead of him, seven if Wilkins comes back. But I think both those guys are good enough to be interesting this spring and might be able to avoid a redshirt. All right, continue.
You got it?
Yeah.
February 7th is the next signing period for college football. We're just under a month away here. Where does Clemson look to add recruits? How many will they add? And who do you expect them to target specifically?
I think, let me see if I remember saying this. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're recruiting 9 guys that we know of right now.
Okay.
Justin Ross, wide receiver, Phoenix City, Alabama, has been to Clemson, goes to 5-star, number 20 player overall in the country, the number 2 wide receiver in the country. Still has to go to Alabama coming up, and then the final trip would be to Auburn. Fighting it out in the state, it's tough. I told you 22 of the last 23 5-stars have stayed in the state of Alabama. Jameis Winston's the only one to leave. Tua's going to recruit like crazy, but they have 3 great freshmen down there. Who knows? Dabo still has his in-home. I think Clemson leads going in. But, boy, that's a tall Dabo better take the Sherpa down there with him to climb that Everest. Still recruiting Richard Garage, Tampa, Florida, offensive lineman, top 100 player, 4-star, number 80 overall, number 8 offensive tackle in the country, was committed to Florida, off and on the recruiting board at Florida. Auburn is highly thought of in there, and Clemson is in there as well. We'll see. Dax Holyfield, 4-star linebacker, 172 in Rivals right now overall. Stanford, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Florida State. Will be his official visits in South Carolina as well. He's not going to South Carolina. I don't think he's going to North Carolina. Virginia Tech and Stanford probably. Goes to Stanford, I think, this weekend. Could have an unofficial visit to Clemson kind of late in the game there, but I know the Tigers like to have him. They want one safety. They're recruiting 2 highly thought of guys. Matthew Hill's a 4-star out of Snellville who is committed to Auburn but didn't sign early. Auburn wants him as a wide receiver. Clemson wants him as a safety. Leon O'Neal, Cypress Spring, Texas, former A&M commitment. He's been to A&M in Oklahoma. Goes to Clemson and Georgia in January. I think Clemson gets one of these 2 safeties, one of these 2 great safeties. And with Van Smith leaving, that's a good, pretty good story to tell, those 2 safeties right now. They'd like to sign one more corner. I think a long shot. Tyson Campbell, I think, is going to Georgia from Plantation, Florida. Number 88 overall player in the country, 4-star there. The 5-star Patrick Surtain, I think that's a long shot as well. LSU, then probably Alabama, then part of Florida State. That's 3 big amounts to overcome there. The 2 I think you had the best chance at right now. The number overall 38 player in the country from Mission Viejo, California. The number 5 cornerback in the country. Former UCLA commitment and Elijah Griffin. Southern Cal, Tennessee, Clemson. I think he's going to visit. And this is Warren G's son, regulator, Warren G's son. So, but get him over here. Who knows? It's a long way. It's a long shot from California. But get him in here, and who knows? I think the best chance right now, if you had to put odds on it, would be DJ Brown from our nation's capital. 3-star cornerback. It was a Virginia commitment right now that Clemson and South Carolina and Notre Dame have offered. I think he'll visit Notre Dame and Clemson. Might visit South Carolina. But I think you'll see that'll be interesting. Now, banquet this weekend, he could visit this weekend, but Clemson's banquet was this weekend, and I think next weekend will be a little bigger visit weekend for Clemson. But only 9 guys, that's it. Only, and now other big news, there will be Junior Day coming out of that.
Well, there you go. Thanks for joining us today, Mickey. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. When you take us to break, you'll tell us about Engineer Sleep because you're Mickey Plotter of the segment. You'll do
it. You know, unfortunately, I'm not going to. You're going to tell us about Engineer Sleep because I don't have the bed in my house right now. They're making it right now.
My wife, well, I went to bed last night, right? And I said, Wow, Mayor. Thanks for, she made a great dinner, man, last night. This chicken with spinach wrap, chicken, and put some bacon around it too. Mm-hmm. That was unbelievable. Nice salad is great. And then the cheesecake is great. And I went, Mary, the only way this day could get any better. We both went to chiropractor, had a great time. We felt so much better.
Great time with the chiropractor.
No, we felt so much better coming out. And then we had a great dinner together. She's reading this great book. I was doing some work last night. She's reading it. And it was a nice evening. I said, the only way this day can get better is, let's go to bed in our engineer sleep bed. And then, you know what she says?
What?
Engineer sleep, engineersleep.com. Hey, get your mattress homemade for you. You can watch them make your mattress. I went and watched them make our mattress. And she did. Yeah. She did. She said, go over and test drive. And she's going through the whole thing for us. That's great. It's great when your wife can make the great testimonial as well. This is a full testimonial, people. Engineersleep.com. Love it. Love those folks there. Congaree Road. Do what me and Mary did. Go by and see our great friends there. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Open phone lines, text tweets. I don't think Brad Brunell's going to join us this morning. I didn't make the call because it was a road game, and I don't want to talk to him about game day and all that stuff. If he calls in, we'll get him. If not, we'll do it tomorrow, hopefully. Tigers and NC State tonight. A break. We'll come back for more after this.
So many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more. Test drive over 20 models right at the show. Bring the whole family. Kids 12 and under get in free every day. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Vans cost less than Travelers Rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta, now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th, while supplies last.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You ever seen The Boss in concert?
Unfortunately, I have not.
I got a couple good stories. Ready?
Yeah, whatever
you got. I'm a huge fan.
Huge fan.
Became a huge fan in high school, and one of my best friends, Pat O'Brien's brother, listened to him a lot, so I got turned on to him and loved him. And
sure.
Bought those little cassettes.
Oh, a little cassette.
Yeah. Got to be a big fan. And saw him in concert. Born USA tour.
Where'd you see him?
They all run together now, because I've been to about maybe 8 or 10 shows. I think Born USA, I think.
You remember the first place you saw him?
No, because Born USA, I had to go back and look at it. I don't want to misquote there. I don't know where I saw him the first time, but I do know that I bought the poster coming out of it, and the poster had a little rip in the corner of it. I put it up in my room. It had a little rip down the bottom of it. I remember sitting in my room forever looking over it. And like, I bought it brand new and unrolled it. I might have heard it during the concert. Well, it might have been my fault. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I always had that, you know, the album cover there. And then went and saw him in Atlanta with a good friend of mine. Back, and that was a Tunnel Love tour, maybe. My best... I had tickets one time and traded them because a friend of mine needed basketball tickets. I traded those one time here on the air. I missed some of the solo tours and all that stuff. On the tour after 9/11, what was that album called?
I don't know.
You know, My City of Ruins and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I saw him in Charlotte, Atlanta, and Columbia. And I was so proud of myself because I bought my... mom, dad, sister, aunt, cousin, and me. I had 6 tickets. And I bought them myself, and I gave them to, like, as a Christmas present, whatever. I was so proud of myself. And we got the tickets, and it was bad. And, like, it was behind, this one. It was in Columbia, the new place, but, like, you couldn't see it. The restricted view, like, you couldn't see the stage at all. So, and I was so proud of myself that I gave these tickets to these people. And I went down, and actually the guy said, okay, man, we'll let you on the floor instead. So we got a general admission on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to pull and at the time, my mom and dad were probably in their, like, late 50s maybe, early 60s. My aunt, late 40, late mid-50s or something. And so we're pulling them down there. And it turned out to be great that night. But, man, the disappointment I had when I got our seats, I was like, oh.
You can't see anything.
No, you can't see anything. I was like, oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
I did that for a Cherry Holmes concert. My good friends, I bragged about how great the Cherry Holmes were, and then went down to Athens to see them. And our seats were behind the stage, and you couldn't hear them. I'm like, oh, we had to switch seats then, too. But anyway, huge, 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 huge Bruce Springsteen fan. Canty Foundation Specialist, CANTEY, CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out when it comes to foundation issues, foundation repairs. Canty Foundation Specialist, CANTEY. Proven professionals, proven services, quality products. They will take care of you. It is my great friends at Canty. Canty Foundation Specialist. Get in touch with them. You're going to love what they do and saving your home, saving your business, getting that foundation raised and getting it done right and getting it all level again. Great folks. CANTEY, CantyCanFixIt.com. Whenever we talk food here on the show, We get suggestions. You asked about grits. Did you eat grits growing up? Because your mom was from South Carolina.
Yeah, we ate grits all the time.
And did your but your friends didn't eat, right?
No, it was usually an experiment to give them some grits when they come over, like sleep over for the weekend or whatever. My mom made grits in the morning.
And it wouldn't go good for them, or it would go bad for them or something?
But they look at it kind of weird, and then they taste them and go, oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Daniel writes in on Healthier text line 986-1566. Make a couple of eggs over easy. Crumple them, or crumple some sausage in the mix into the grits, and then add a hefty spoon of jelly, mix everything together, break in the eggs, and have what he calls a mouthgasm. Good job, Daniel.
That sounds gross.
You know what? Lee Harper does that when he comes in here. He brings a big old bowl and a big gulp. What does he bring in?
He brings a big gulp.
A big gulp every day. But he brings this bowl of all that stuff in there every day.
Yep.
You got to do some of that sometimes.
I can't. Can't do that much stuff.
Clemson, NC State tonight.
9 o'clock.
We do not have a pregame show tonight.
No pregame. No postgame for women's. No pregame for men's.
Okay. NC State comes in at 1-2, 11-5 overall. Clemson 3-0 coming in. NC State, hard team to figure out. I think they have a good crowd in Raleigh. You know, in Raleigh, they do care about it. They think that it's a big deal there, and it is.
Coming off a huge win against Duke.
Yeah. Keats is a pressure coach, 94-foot game coach. When we had Brad Brunell on the show before the home game with NC State, it feels so weird those two teams played each other like less than 2 weeks ago, and they're playing again. I don't understand that. I don't understand Thursday, Saturday games. There's a lot I don't understand about basketball scheduling. But in that 78-62 win against NC State, going into it, Brad Brunell had talked about that you're going to see every kind of press, diamond press, man-to-man press, your half court stuff, trapping. You'll see, you know, full pressure, kind of some token pressure. You'll see all of that. In the end, it was a great Clemson effort because not only was it a 16-point win, Clemson only turned it over 9 times against NC State. And their press was nowhere near factor that it could have been. NC State still out rebound them. You get that, 45-40. Both teams shot the ball. Clemson shot it better from 3. Clemson shot it better from the free throw line, barely in this one. But the biggest difference was Clemson started this really good defensive run, held NC State to just 34% from the field and just 22% from 3. NC State was 5 of 22 from 3. And in the end, it was a great win, first ACC win of the year. Abu got in some foul trouble and was held to 4 points in only 15 minutes of play. Yurt 7 had 12. Beverly had 15. Freeman had 14. Torin Doran, love that name. Torin Doran had 7. I remember his dad playing, by the way. And then Batch Jr. had 3 points in 29 minutes. Clemson did a great job. Again, if NC State shoots 34% from the field tonight, the Tigers will win this one. On their offensive end, it was a lot of what we've seen. All 5 starters in double figures. Points in the paint, you know, was pretty good there. Only had the 8 bench points in it. But in this one, Reed had 18. DeVoe had 15, Mitchell had 14, Grantham had 13, Thomas had 10. Thomas stayed out of foul trouble. DeVoe's defense has been much, much, much better. Matter of fact, here's something great about Gabe DeVoe. Much like Grantham, he's pitching in other areas. In this game, Gabe DeVoe had 7 defensive rebounds. In this game, Jonathan Grantham had 9 rebounds, including 7 defensive rebounds, and Elijah Thomas had 10 rebounds. So, but it's DeVoe at that 3, undersized 3, getting down and rebounding was a big, big part of that. And again, only 9 turnovers. I think Clemson matches up really well with NC State. Road's going to be tough, 4-point favorite for a reason, but Clemson matches up well with NC State because they don't turn the ball over. All 5 guys handle it well, especially when Grantham's your 4 and can play 1. The press is not as big a factor. You know, and even then, they're not trying to turn you over every time. They're trying to shorten the shot clock and get you where you only get, you know, 20 seconds on the clock by the time you start your offense. So I get that. But that's a nice deal there. The other part of it is, if you could do it, like to find a way at certain point in times, especially on a Thursday, Saturday thing, especially as the season grows, like to find a way to get Clyde Trapp on the floor more. Like to find a way to get Amir Sims on the floor more. In this game, Malik Williams came in and played a couple of minutes in the first game between the two. But Scara and Donnell, and get Trapp and Sims, you know, get... I don't want to have to... Where Reed plays 39 minutes, DeVoe plays 38 minutes, Mitchell plays 33, Grantham plays 32. That's what happened in last time around. You got to find a way to create a little more depth somehow, some way. And those numbers, that's a lot of numbers I threw at you, right? Numbers matter. Numbers
too
matter.
Many numbers.
Yeah. Probably. Numbers matter. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com, Ingalls Crossing. Hey, Eric Newton and his people are always talking about it. They're always telling me about how the great things that are going on over there. And I've been in them. I've got a friend that stayed. Actually, I got a couple of friends that stay over there now. And they love it. And it's safe. I know a female that lives there, and you feel safe about that. The pet friendly, you feel good about that, safe about that. That's really cool. It's our great friends at University Colleges, Ingalls Crossing. It's nice to be able to walk across the street, get your groceries. Nice to be able to get on the cat bus. Nice to be able to have that pet friendly and safety features. Nice to have the granite countertops, the stainless steel appliances. Great place to live. At a great price. The numbers that matter is the rent's so affordable there. The numbers that matter is 5 month and 10 month leases rather than when you're not going to summer school and having to pay for those leases. 784-3400, University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Skip writes in on Twitter at Mickey Plyler. I have a friend who's a South Carolina high school referee, he says. This is on Twitter. He says he has called three of Kendrick's games and said he is so dynamic, he caught himself watching him play instead of calling the games at the time. He said no one in the last 15 years has come close to him athletically.
Last 15 years?
He's talking about this guy and refereeing his games and where he sees.
Okay.
I think that sometimes you see that and they would never, ever, 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 ever admit it. But the referees kind of get sometimes like watching the game.
Of course they do. They're humans.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Unless it causes a call, in which case they should be fired.
Yeah.
Fired.
Call him out on the radio, mention his name, give his address, give us
listen,
Twitter, give us Facebook.
I will give his address, and I'll let the good people of Clemson do what they do.
Hey, all I'm doing is providing you the information. You do with it what you want.
This is his vehicle making model. You follow him out to the parking lot. You follow him home, and you do what you do.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you information. Do with it what you will.
Do with it what you will. My hands are clean. My conscience is clean here. We're good. First of all, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Do not do that.
Don't do that. Skip also writes in on Twitter. I know you're a big CU baseball fan as I am. Are you planning on going to watch Seth Beers last year like Deshaun's last year? I will not miss any home games, but I'll try to make most of the road games this year too. How about that, Skip, man? You know, I always wanted to do this. We've got the technology now to do it. I want to go to more away basketball and more away baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
I've only gone to South Carolina, Georgia, and Georgia Tech. It's time to take the show on the road, Jack. Hit the road, Jack. And it's time to go do like the North Carolina Baseball Series or the NC State Baseball Series, the Louisville Baseball Series, and go do the show from those and go to all three games. Time to start doing that. Do it.
Do it.
It's time to do more road games in basketball. And basketball, the only road games, South Carolina, Georgia Tech, Georgia.
Where's the tournament this year?
New York, isn't it? Remember last year I got so sick?
God, you complained forever.
It was terrible. I didn't complain forever. I had the food allergy. The food allergy thing.
Complained the whole time.
Honest to goodness, the girl that took my blood pressure in Barclays Center said, on the other side of that door, there's an ambulance. You're getting in that ambulance. You're going to the emergency room right now. And I told her, I said, ma'am, with all due respect, if you think I'm going to a hospital in Brooklyn, New York, you're out of your mind. That's not happening. But my blood pressure was like 180 over like 120. It's normally 120 over 70 or something. It's normally great. But I had that food allergy, man. Had whelps all over me. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
You know why I had it?
You were knocking on death's door, apparently.
Because you were jealous that I got to go to New York and you didn't.
Yes,
and you wanted to have a miserable time.
I had him poison your food.
And quite frankly, I had a miserable time.
My dad, who's probably listening right now because he's homesick, goes to these client dinners every once in a while where they want to pitch him like products they use for his job. And they take him to some fancy restaurant and the whole nine. And he always calls me after and in detail tells me what he had for dinner. Yeah. Two nights ago, he had filet mignon. He had these giant prawn and they were just delicious. Yada, yada, yada. Yesterday, food poisoning.
And he laughed at him.
I haven't laughed at him yet because he sounded miserable in the voicemail he left me. But I'm going to laugh at him tomorrow.
I've had food poisoning. But I had food allergy in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take food poisoning 100 million times in a row before I have a food allergy attack again.
Oh, I mean.
Food allergy attack was like, that's the sickest I've ever been. You remember when I came back and my eyes swelled up shut like 3 days later.
Yeah, you really milked it. I think I said, you milked it for like a week.
Took my fiber.
You really, really went for it there.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up in the final segment of the show right after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show, Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
January is ACC basketball time. The Clemson Tigers take on NC State for the second time this season on Thursday night in Raleigh. Tune in as Clemson looks to go undefeated against the Wolfpack this season. Pre-game begins at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Hey folks, Qualk here. I want to talk to you about keeping those New Year's resolutions for real this year and how you can do it with Harrys.com. You want your resolutions to save more money, maybe spend less money? Don't cut out any luxuries you love, just shave with Harrys. It's high quality for less money. That's an easy answer. What about taking better physical care of yourself? Well, Harry's products have won countless grooming awards, and they'll keep you looking and feeling great. Trust me, I've used Harry's for years. It's an unbelievable shave for an amazing cost. The trial set of Harry's includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave this new year. The weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineered blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the convenient travel blade cover. They're so confident you're going to love their blades. They want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. And plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harrys.com right now. Enter code OOB at checkout to get their soothing post-shave balm also free. That's Harrys.com, code OOB, and have a happy new year.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Thursday. Tomorrow, can't say College Football Friday for the last time ever. Oh. Not ever. For the last time for a while. We can say Friday, though.
How many days we kick off?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. We need a little countdown clock again. I don't know. Got some gambling stuff, though, for you. Ready? For the NFL. You ready for this? Oh, he's doggone. He's on the phone. I'll save this. Bo Nix. One of the top quarterbacks in the class of 2019 committed yesterday to Auburn. That's where his dad played and coached. So Bo Nix keeps it in the family, and Auburn picks up a very good quarterback. Does that affect Justin Ross? Who knows? It could. He's 2019, though. But a really, really good pickup for Auburn there. Auburn, I think, has got a chance now under Gus Malzahn. Auburn's one of these teams that's always teetering on the verge of being great, teetering on the verge of falling apart. Always. You ready for some of these odds? Oh, no, let's do this instead. Is that NEMA? Is that how you say it? In Clemson is a tax attorney. NEMA, where have you been all my life? I needed you so bad. I got so frustrated yesterday.
I could tell. The last 10 minutes of the day, it sounded like you were very distraught, and I didn't get my call in until right after y'all ended.
All right. I got questions. You ready? As simple as you can make.
Go ahead.
And let me also say this, that there are no exact for sure answers, probably. There's some gray areas in here, too, probably, right?
You're right.
Okay.
So the first thing is, in the NFL, they're actually employees of the league. And so the league has nexus in all 50 states.
Explain nexus.
So that's
to
why
us.
All.
Explain the term nexus.
So nexus basically means that there has to be a minimum amount of contact in each state for that state's laws to apply to you.
Okay.
Right. Like if you're just driving through North Carolina and somebody makes a phone call to you and says, "Hey, you won the lottery," you don't have to pay lottery tax in North Carolina. You pay it wherever you live. But if you are working in North Carolina, a certain minimum amount. And, you know, I honestly, this is sad to say, but I forget the number of days that is required. There's kind of a multi-part test. If you're there often enough, if you're doing enough business there, making enough money there, then you're going to be subject to their tax laws.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with the IRS. It's all state law. The IRS just cares how much you make total, and they don't care where it comes from, even if it's outside the U.S., they're right. Going
to
tax you.
Yeah, that's federal taxes compared to state taxes. Let me ask you this then.
Yes.
NFL players, NBA players, Major League Baseball players, they're employees of the league.
Yeah, they're actually employees of the league. That's why they have a collective bargaining agreement with the entire league.
Okay.
You know, it's done between the NFL and the Players Association.
All right. Now,
baseball and the Players
Association. So therefore they are subject to when they go on the road and subject to different states and different taxes. We do know that, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, that's why their game checks get tested, but not their practice money.
Okay.
That's right.
That makes
so you get a
sense.
Certain amount of money. Yeah.
All right. Now,
yeah,
all right. Exactly. So now I know this in golf, like when, because I had this question in text yesterday or an email yesterday, when Phil Mickelson won at the British Open a few years ago, he went on what his taxes cost him, and it's a higher tax rate over there across the seas. Like when you make money, when a golfer makes money or someone at Wimbledon wins, an American citizen, you're still paying British taxes there, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Right.
And then you usually get a deduction on foreign taxes paid in the U.S. Now, under the new tax code, all of that changes, so I don't exactly know how that works. But the old way was you got a deduction from, you know, if you won $1 million and you paid $200,000 in taxes, then the U.S. only taxed you on $800,000.
All right. Now, John Gruden coaches the Los Angeles, I mean, I'm sorry, the Oakland Raiders now. They eventually moved to year after they moved to Nevada. He pays state taxes in California, certainly. When he moves to Nevada, not does he get out-of-state taxes when they play in Ohio or Illinois?
I don't know, because he's going to be an employee of the Raiders probably, okay, and not the league. So his is going to fit into that not-so-clear area.
Okay.
My guess is he's going to have to, because he's going to make a certain amount of money, and he knows he's going to make above that threshold amount of money. This happens to people like, lawyers and doctors actually run into this all the time. I'm licensed in two states. I go do some work in the other state. I got to pay taxes in that state, even though I was only there for a couple days.
All right, Dabo Swinney coaches at NC State in a game. He coaches at against Georgia Tech in Atlanta. He coaches in the Sugar Bowl. Does he pay out-of-state taxes on part of his revenue there?
So here's the interesting part about that. On his base salary, my guess is probably not. He might have to, but probably not. But any bonuses he got associated with that game, he's probably going to have to pay taxes on the out-of-state tax.
So the assistant coaches too, then, because they get tax bonuses and all. I mean, they get bowl game bonuses and all this kind of stuff. We had the band director call yesterday and said, no, I don't have to pay it, but now he's not receiving any bonuses to take the band down to.
Right.
To, okay. And team doctors and all that too.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Now there's another side to this. You're so unlikely to get audited by the state of North Carolina or the state of South Carolina if you're an individual who doesn't reside in that state.
Right.
I mean, if you reside in the state of North Carolina, you've got less than a 2% chance of getting an audit from the state itself. If you are an out-of-state resident, you've got like a 0.02% chance of getting audited. So some of that could just be that they're getting away with it. But I don't think the band director would have to, because he's an employee of the state of South Carolina, and that check was not technically earned. If he had not gone to the Sugar Bowl, he still would have gotten paid the same amount of money.
See, but here's my thought on that. And you're a tax attorney, and I know you see things differently. But for me, I was listening to a political talk show the other day, and the guy says that the reason that we don't act on all of our bad thoughts are because we believe in religion and believe in the cause and effects that, man, I got an afterlife that I got to worry about. You know, I got eternity to worry about, so I'm not going to do some things here. I'm not going to not pay my taxes in a state because I don't think I'm going to get audited. I'm scared to death anyways. I'm going to try to do it and do it the right way to begin with. So anyway, I know your deal's a different deal there, though.
Well, no, and in general, I mean, if a client comes to me and asks, should I pay the state tax, I tell them yes.
Yeah.
You know, you should always do what you think is the right thing to do, but also, If you don't do it and you get caught, you're going to get fined. You're going to end up paying 25% extra at least of a penalty. And, you know, I don't know each state's penalties, but you're going to end up paying a ton of penalties for not having paid it. But for a lot of people, they don't meet that minimum threshold where they would have to pay it.
Right.
That's why I say the band director going to the Sugar Bowl definitely didn't meet that minimum threshold.
Right.
But, you know, for Dabo, his bonus for going to the Sugar Bowl, I haven't looked at his contract, his newest contract, to see what his bonus for something like that is. But my guess is it's more than 50 grand, and he made it being there, and he was there for a week.
Okay, how about when you win?
Getting ready and all that kind of stuff.
All right, so let's say this. Nick Saban won the national championship. He gets a national championship bonus. Could you argue in a court then that saying he won the national championship not because he won it in Atlanta, the game itself, but because of the whole season, so we really don't owe money on that taxes because it's accumulation of what he did also in the state of Alabama. is that arguable?
Well, I mean, if I'm his attorney, that's the argument I make, that he did all the work in Alabama. It just so happened that the game was played in Georgia. But if I'm on the state of Georgia side, and that's the side I used to be on, so I used to make that argument a lot.
Yeah.
But if you're the state of Georgia, you say, no, he earned that check here in Atlanta.
All right, how about concerts?
Have gotten that check if you weren't here.
All right, the Rolling Stones come play. They owe in that venue. Obviously, there's sales tax and all that, but they owe money they make in that venue to that state.
Yeah, they owe money they make in that venue to that state. Okay. And one of the big reasons is the state's going to say, listen, we provided police protection for you while you were here.
Right.
You know, you advertised while you were here.
Right.
You did all your marketing and everything. And all of that was because of the things that Georgia set up or the things that South Carolina set up or North Carolina set up for you to be able to do that.
Here's the thing, though, too, that they also provided a lot of jobs there, and they got the sales tax on the tickets and all, too, so I could argue that. Anyway, you're right about that. Hey, Neiman, do you know how you could have saved me 24 hours of ulcers worrying about this stuff? apparently, you're very good at it. It appears you're good at it. I appreciate you calling in on it.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate answering the question.
All right, buddy. Thanks an awful lot.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too, buddy. I told my wife yesterday, the great thing about our show is we always get answers. I couldn't get them yesterday. How about Nima checking in and doing it right?
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Nima.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good hands at Allstate. Good hands at Brad Hughes, 292-3001. Email allstate.com. Brad Hughes at allstate.com. Call, make one phone call today. Call 292-3001. I'll forgive Nima for getting in late, man. 24 hours later, the guy saved us on this one, though, right? Good stuff. That guy knew what he was talking about.
I made sure he had the qualifications when he called in.
The guy was good, man.
He was very good.
I like
good.
That. See, that's the power of the show. I love doing this. Mm-hmm. We are way up against a break right now. Give me a little quick 2-minute drill.
Just a quick reminder, Clemson men and women's basketball play tonight, 7 and 9 o'clock respectively. Tune in on WCCP and enjoy the action.
2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's ericnewton.com. Get in touch with our great friend, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, full service real estate company.